So it just hit me why things are the way they are, and we just can't break out of it. The church is dead. The scholars play with each other. They're just little entities with different flavors. No major scholar like a Michael Heiser has the guts, or had the chance, and he didn't have the guts while he was alive, to clearly call out the scheme and the false reality created by the Jesuits and Ignatius Loyola, who called it a spiritual epiphany when he came up with the learning against learning and the whole idea of the sun being in the middle of a galaxy, the Big Bang, and us spinning and going around the sun, which is their God. He didn't call it out. So you walk by this monster every day talking about unseen realm, and you introduce to people that we're going to be part of the divine council. But how are we going to be part of that here on Earth? Managing Earth. Why? Because it's always been about dirt. The gospel's about dirt. Because the Garden of Eden was about the garden and the dirt underneath all the beautiful vegetation created in 6 literal days. So you play around with gap theory and you do your little scholarly talks and the different views. And yeah, you're a great teacher, but you failed as a preacher. You failed as a prophet. You failed as someone to prepare the earth for what's coming, because you wanted academic honor. You wanted academic position. You wanted a job. That's not, to me, that pisses me off the more I think about it. And we're going to put this guy on a pedestal, along with many others, like N.T. Wright. And we need a whole new brand of preacher. We need to get out of rapture talk. We need to get out of all this other, you know, demonic casting out, you know, how to do it. Because demons are literally everywhere. They run government. They run medical, they run agricultural, they run economics, banking, all that stuff, the stock market. God oversees it and allows it, and he gives technology and he gives wisdom, I mean, brains to people to create things. And they're using human ingenuity and the image of God bearing energy and power to create things for themselves. But the meek shall inherit the earth. These guys are all going to be wiped out by God, Jesus, with one word. They'll be ended. And these knuckleheads are going to take the mark of the beast. All the academic people that trust in academia are going to take the mark of the beast. Why wouldn't they? They trust the elite. They trust Ignatius Loyola's plan. They're in the simulation. They play a role inside of the movie. They're not outside of the movie set. They live in the movie set. We are the movie. The sons of God are the movie. And creation is groaning right now for the revelation of the sons of God, which will happen because that's what they're groaning for. They're crying out for it. And God hears them as they cry, as they're waiting.